Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And we're back. Good morning. Yes, week number two of January. This is Leading Edge Medicine, and we are trying to stay warm here in the studio. Hope you are too. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. We are here, and good morning.
Good morning. It's time to start your day. Yeah. Good morning. Let's chase the sleep away.
Somebody had their coffee this morning or their tea.
I sing that to my daughter if she's asleep when I come in.
There you go. Yes.
In the morning, yeah.
It's either that or blow reveille. So, yeah.
Okay, I think I'd opt for that one as well. Woohoo! I'll have what he's having.
Yes.
Well, actually, you know, since I started on the semaglutide, because I wanted to find out what it was like before we gave it to the patients, so I'm part of the experimental group at our clinic, I've been tired.
Oh, okay.
I'm tired. And
the semaglutide is a kind of Ozempic? Is that the generic version, maybe?
It's the same chemical. It's just, you know, you don't pay as much for it. But I've been tired. And the first show this morning, I was really kind of getting groggy. So I trotted over to my office during one of the commercial breaks and grabbed three of our Go Factor. That's one of the things that I developed for the Relief Factor company.
Yes.
So if you go to relieffactor.com, among the things you'll see there is Go Factor.
And it's green for go. It's in a green bottle.
That's right. For go. Well, it's a stoplight. You know, red is stop, green is go. So we put it in a green bottle for Go Factor.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And if you know, the Zen.
Yeah.
Which is actually there for anxiety.
Yeah.
Is purple.
Okay. Oh, okay. And then there's a sleep.
Sleep, which is blue.
Okay.
Yes. So, Go Factor is kind of fun. What I did with that one, I started with a 5-hour energy formula.
Oh, that little drink people buy all the time.
$3 to $5 a pop.
Woo! Yes. You know?
And I took out almost all the caffeine.
Okay.
I cut the caffeine by about 75 or 80%, so it doesn't make you so jittery.
Okay.
And I kicked off the B vitamins a bit, and then the bulk of it is taurine, which is an amino acid that goes into muscle and increases energy and brain function. And so it's worked really well because it doesn't make you jittery. It doesn't make you hyper. It doesn't give you a racing heart or anything, but it just makes you very much awake and alert. And it lasts about 3 to 4 hours for each dose. But I put it in pills so you can, if you're a small person who's very sensitive, you can take one.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a little more of a lift, you can take two.
Mm-hmm.
At 200 pounds, I take three.
Okay.
And, I've been very, very happy with the product. And
very good.
We have not been marketing it aggressively. We put it on the website for people that go for Relief Factor will see it.
Mm.
But we've got to develop a marketing hook for that one, too.
Very good. I have one in my purse that I carry with me all the time, and also one at work. And somebody actually stopped me and said, is that a laxative? Because they saw Go Factor.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, no, it's not. I don't need that. But it gave me an opportunity to explain to them what it was. So when I get that, you know, I tend to go into work very early. So right around 10:30 is when I start feeling the, and I'm not really a coffee. I socially drink it, but now lately I've been hot water is good, you know, tea is good. Yeah.
Well, you know, and I've found since I went on the semaglutide, coffee tastes awful.
Oh.
I've always enjoyed coffee.
Yeah.
Since, your cappuccinos in the evening.
Yes. Ever since Bandine seduced me with them in Venice. I never drank coffee before.
Okay.
They also alter the taste for alcohol. Yeah. So a lot of people find that they cannot drink alcohol. And some people are also reporting back that sugars, they are averse to sugar and they don't want chocolates and things like that.
There you go. These are not bad things.
Yeah. Well, coffee and tea both now taste kind of bitter to me. And so I don't...
If it doesn't taste good, don't
take
it.
But... But again, going off my coffee, and I'm up at 5 in the morning, you know, and get a few miles in before I come to work.
And you're not eating much.
And I'm not eating as much. Yeah. And so,
might be a little sleepy.
And so I'm using more Go Factor.
Okay. So if he's bouncing off the walls in a few minutes,
that
we'll know why.
That is your problem.
Yes. Oh, no. Well, this is Leading Edge Medicine. We invite you to call in, both doctors live in the studio today. And we have a phone number. I'm going to give that to you right now. It's 206-421-5757. That is the number to call in with your questions about your health, your aging health, also a diagnosis, or maybe a lot of folks will tell us after they've had certain tests done or they're concerned about this or that. They give us updates and let us know how they're doing. We love knowing and hearing the good news and, you know what, even the not so good news. So we're here for you at 206-421-5757.
We are not woke.
Nope.
We live in the real world.
Yes, we do.
Which means we need to know the good and the bad.
And
you deal with them in reality, instead of trying to live in some fantasy world in which the universe conforms to your fantasy of the way it should be.
That's right.
You know, it just is what it is, and you got to do better if you actually learn to deal with it.
Yes, and if you've got the answers or if you know what could be happening. So many times I love when Dr. Mixon, you explain a procedure, or Dr. Umat, you explain what's going on to listeners who will call in, and they're very nervous. They've been diagnosed with this or that, or they have some tests, and they don't know what to expect. The doctor didn't really, you know, go over all of that with them. So if you are dealing with that, we invite you to call in at 206-421-5757. Well, here we are while we're waiting for that first call this morning. Weight and health seem to be number one on folks' lists every year for New Year's resolutions. And we at Longevity have been, over the last few months and for a very long time, offering something to our longevity patients for weight management. But now, for our non-longevity patients, Dr. Umat, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, we've been working on this for several months, trying to formalize a program where non-longevity patients could come in and participate in some of the programs for limited scope. So this one is particularly for weight optimization. And so if you are concerned about where your weight is, it's getting away from you, you know that you want to do something, you cannot do it on your own or other methods have failed, then come on in and give us a call. We have a 3-month program for anybody who's interested, and you will meet with the doctor and your medical assistant, and they will go over your parameters with you. They will discuss your medical history, and then based on that, you will decide with your doctor which one of the programs is the best for you. But ultimately, our goal is to be here by your side as you go through this journey. Remember, weight is not just calories in and calories out. We recognize that. It is multifactorial. There are many factors that affect it. And we know that ultimately, it's not just a cosmetic thing. It is a medical problem.
Yes.
A lot of weight affects your cognition, increases your risk for cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, dementia, degenerative joint disease, pro-inflammatory diseases. So what you're trying to do is optimize your health by controlling your weight. And one of the avenues is through us. We're happy to partner with you and to show you how to do it successfully and for the long haul. So our program is geared in functional medicine, where we educate you a lot. We hold your hand, meet with you as frequently as you want to, but definitely once a week. And then we are giving you educational material about diet, about exercise, about lifestyle. We're giving you books where you can log your activities in and see how you are progressing over time. And all of that is important, because once you're off of the program, you have to continue to succeed on your own. And the other thing I want to point out is that many people go on weight loss journeys where they end up losing a lot of muscle mass, but they actually don't use body fat. And the consequence of that is that your metabolism slows down even more. So that when your tools to help you with the weight loss are gone away, you will not only regain the weight, but you will gain some more.
And you fatigue more easily,
yeah,
because you've lost muscle.
Yeah.
And the old adage is strong muscles don't hurt, strong muscles don't tire.
Yeah.
You know? And so if you make less muscle,
yeah,
you're burning your muscle instead of your fat. It's not a good thing.
That's right. Remember, we always say muscle is the currency of aging. And so as you are losing weight, you want to do everything possible to maintain muscle but lose fat. Now, remember, your body's going to fight you on this. Your body's storing the fat for a rainy day, and it's not going to let go. It's going to want to come back to that fat as soon as your tools are gone. So then it's become very important that your mind is strong and that you can coax your body into doing the right things. So when you know, when you have the knowledge, you can overcome difficulties. And our whole premise in everything we do, 1 hour appointments and frequent appointments with frequent labs, is always about education. I cannot do it for you, but I can provide you all the tools necessary to help you succeed. And for the first time, weight optimization, a standalone program for anybody who's listening, who's interested, who's not a longevity patient. And if you listen to the beautiful New You show that'll air today, I have amazing testimonials. One of the testimonials on that program, she talked about herself, and she used to weigh 375 pounds.
Oh, wow.
She's now around 180.
Wow. That's half. Almost half.
And, you know, it was very empowering to listen to her, because when she said to me was, you know, if there's even one person who I can help, I'd be happy to help them, because being that big is miserable. She said it's a terrible place to be. Life is miserable, and I don't want anybody to have to go through that, and they can know that there's something they can do. And I mean, she's just an amazing advocate for longevity, Jerry. Incredible. Her story was just amazing. So I asked her to come back again to give us another testimony on another day, and she's
good,
willing to do so. But very happy to hear. And so, you know, those are unusual outliers, success stories. Mm-hmm. We have many others that have been very successful through the years with longevity, because all we do is educate you all day long. And then even for longevity patients, though, there is a charge, although it'll be less because they're already longevity patients, to enroll in these weight management protocols.
Wonderful. Oh, and I bet she feels amazing now.
Yes.
Bouncing with energy and big smile on her face and confidence and health.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, I hear the music. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to talk to Steve from Shoreline. And here is that number where you can get through too. 206-421-5757. This is Leading Edge Medicine. We'll be right back. And we are back. It's Leading Edge Medicine, and we are here 9 to 5, Dolly Parton there. We're all early risers, so...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, half our day is gone
Dolly
by.
Parton.
No. Did you see her do the halftime show when she was all dressed up like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So worth a Google just
really?
To see. It's like, whoa, wow. But, yeah.
You know, I have not seen Dolly Parton because I don't go to very many movies and stuff. And so the last time I remember Dolly Parton in a film was the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
With Burt Reynolds.
Dolly Parton.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you're looking to go to a movie, you should go see The Boys in the Boat.
Yes.
I heard that that's quite good.
That would get me into a theater.
I would like to go to see that myself.
Yes. I've heard only wonderful things about that. Of course, George Clooney directed it.
The
so.
Book is incredible. Yeah. And if the movie is anywhere close to the book, then it'll be great.
Yes. But that looks like a good
wow.
one. Yeah. I'm showing him pictures of Dolly Parton in her cheerleader costume. So should we take a phone call?
Yes.
Let's do that.
And let me give the phone number so that you can get in the queue at the beginning of our program today and not wait until the very end. It's 206-421-5757. We have Steve on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning and happy new year to everyone.
Well, thank you, sir. How can we help you?
Well, I had my annual physical just recently, and I got, among other tests, I had the complete blood count done.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of things stand out for me, and I wonder if you could comment. There's two listings for lymphocytes, one lymph percentage and one mm-hmm. just lymph.
Right.
We're talking about white blood cells, I assume, here.
Yep.
The lymph percentage with a range of 20 to 45 is a 12.7, and lymphs is 0.7 in a range of 1 to 4.5. That's so I'm wondering if you could comment on that. What might that mean?
Okay. Well, basically, lymphocytes are white blood cells, as you pointed out, and they are frequently involved in fighting infections.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, bacterial infections will almost always give you a sudden and significant rise in lymphocytes. Viral right. infections can actually suppress lymphocytes.
Okay.
And, when I see somebody whose count is down, my first question is, has he had a recent viral infection?
Yeah.
Because a recent viral infection will often give you a low lymphocyte count. The other is, has he simply been in robust good health and had no inflammatory process going on?
Yeah.
You know, you make your lymphocytes in response to a trigger, and they'll rise in a matter of hours. I mean, if you get a bacterial infection, they'll double, triple, quadruple in a matter of hours.
Mm.
And so if someone has had no recent infections of any kind and everything is just kind of on idle,
yep.
then your percentage may be down.
Yeah.
Okay. And that far down?
Yes. Yeah, it can happen.
Okay.
It's unusual, but it's not necessarily like an alleukemic leukemia, which is the terrible reason for low white counts.
Okay. But we were both sick in November, but we tested negative several times for COVID. So that's a couple of months ago. So I don't know.
Yeah, I should have recovered from that by now.
Yeah.
If it was within the last week or two, I'd say that was probably it. But
true. Well, you know, and then also if certain medications, steroids, a lot of stress, fasting, a lot of other causes that can cause the lymphocytes to go down.
Yes.
Okay. And platelet count was a little low, 163 out of a range of 150 to 400. I don't know if that means anything.
Again, the infection could have played a role here.
Yes, it could.
Okay.
And again, platelets are something that will rise in a matter of minutes sometimes.
Okay.
You can do platelets 30 minutes apart and get two significantly different values.
Yeah, you know, last year when I had the same test, my white blood cell count was low as well. So I'm wondering if that's just where I run.
It may just be you. Yeah. You know, when when we do the normal values of a test, okay, here's how they're set. Okay, and because these are not engraven in stone and they don't apply to everybody. If we want to know what is the normal range for a white blood count for non-sick people, healthy people, we take 1,000 healthy people, we measure their levels. We find the statistical mean. We then go 2 standard deviations from the mean. That then encompasses 95.6% of the population. Okay. 2.2% of these healthy people will be below that. 2.2% of these healthy people will be above that. So right. Our normal values encompass 95.6% of the population, but we know that 2.2% of the healthy population will be above and will be below our normative values. And that just...
So I guess I'm a special person to them.
You're just a very special person. That's right.
Hey, doctor, one other quick question. My primary care keeps pushing me to get the latest booster. And I've been resistant. And when I go in there now, within 3 seconds, she is pushing the booster.
Mm. You mean the COVID booster?
Yeah, the COVID booster. Mm. Thanks. How would that affect this lymphocyte, this blood count situation? Would it hurt, help, or does it have no effect whatsoever?
I don't know. I really don't. Yeah. I've never seen a study, saying that within X amount of time lymphocytes go up, down, or sideways. I have no idea.
But she's really pushing it.
I know.
It's almost
but the question is why. The question is why.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the current versions of COVID, for the vast majority of reasonably healthy people, it's a cold. It's a few days to a week of a runny nose and or sore throat.
I'm 67, so that she keeps pushing it. So.
Well, I'm 76, and I'm not taking mine.
Yeah. Well, you're a hair taller than I am, so.
All right. You know, the reality is that if you've had recent cancer chemotherapy or radiation therapy, or you're a poorly controlled diabetic, or you're morbidly obese, then you should have your vaccine. But the virus has mutated so much now that for the vast majority of us, it's a very minor illness. And with all the questions that are being raised about the long-term effects of the vaccine, I just think that the balance has shifted enough that, if you're high risk of dying, yes, go get your vaccine. If you're not high risk of getting really sick or dying, I'm not going to bother.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, the next time I speak to her, will you come with me and represent me as my attorney?
I don't know. Is she hot?
Yeah.
She's pretty cute.
Okay, well, I may come along then. Okay. I can always use a little extra eye candy. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for your help, and we'll be listening the rest of the
day. All right. Take care, sir. Bye bye.
Are we in not enough eye candy in the studio? Oh, thank you for your call, Steve. Here is that number that you can get through to, 206-421-5757, and you'd have to take a number. I think most everybody wants to take Dr. Umat or Dr. Mixon along to educate their primary care physicians. We are going to head. We've got another phone call here, and we have room for you at 206-421-5757. We'll have just a moment to get Bonnie on the line, get her question. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back to answer that. So, good morning, Bonnie, and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine.
My Bonnie.
Oh, yeah. Bonnie from Edmond.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, for several, I don't know, 3-4 years, I had this scab on my scalp, and I finally went and had it addressed. Well, actually, they tried to freeze dry it, and then when I went in for my once a year scan to see if I have any skin cancer, they didn't look at that, and I forgot to mention it, and I came back again because it was getting very big, scab, and it's cancerous.
Of course it is.
So I went in last Tuesday, and they cut it out, And it took a couple hours because they had to test, do a biopsy to see if they got it all, and they didn't. So they went back and got some more and stitched it. Now, I go back next Tuesday, and I'll they'll take the stitches out and close it up more. In the meantime, I look terrible. I'm all swollen. I'm black and blue under my eyes. I have a huge function I'm supposed to go to next Friday after the second suture. And I don't know what to do. I guess there's nothing I can do to reduce the swelling. Is there anything I can...
Okay. We're going to come back to that. Mm-hmm. And this is a personal issue for me because I also have what I suspect is a little cancer on my scalp that I'm going to go see the doctor for next Friday.
Okay.
And,
so we're going to talk more about this.
Yes.
Yep. When we come back from the break, Bonnie, you stay right there. And we have room for you as well. Phone lines are open. Get in the queue at 206-421-5757. We're talking skin cancers, and we'll discuss that next, right here on Leading Edge Medicine.
Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline.
Bum, bum, bum. Oh, welcome to Leading Edge Medicine. Lynette here with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. We're talking.
I wanted to sing that song for my wife.
Oh, sweet Caroline.
I'm always wanted to touch
sweet
her.
Sweet Andy. Bum, bum, bum.
Sure, Jerry. Like we didn't know.
Oh, boy. Okay, Bonnie on the line from Edmonds.
20 years of marriage. I can't keep my hands off the phone. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're back. We are with Bonnie, and we're talking about.
I mean, that's a lucky relationship, right?
Yeah.
Not everybody's that fortunate. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's
very
that
blessed.
Fortunate. Yes.
Yes.
Well.
Okay, Bonnie. Talking about the skin cancer.
It sounds to me like what they've done with you is what's called a Mohs procedure.
Yes, and it is.
Yeah, and the theory of that is to try to get all of the cancer, make sure it's all gone so they don't have to come back on a different day, only take as much as they really have to. So they start with what looks like decent margins, and then they go and examine it, stain it, look it under the microscope, and if it goes to the edges, they come back and take another circle, and then they go out and they just repeat this until all the margins are clear and they're sure they've got it all. The problem with that is you can end up with a pretty good size hole from what you thought was going to be a small lesion.
Mm.
Because what you can see infiltration under this microscope and staining is not what it looked like to the naked eye. And so, and now it sounds like they didn't even get to close the entire wound. They've still got a wound that's partially open.
They wanted to do it in stages, two stages, close it and then come back a week later and close it more.
Yeah, and sometimes even another week, you put some tension on the stitches and you stretch the skin and then you give it time to grow more skin and then you can pull it a little further. Mm-hmm. The other way to do that, of course, is to undermine, where you actually go down deep almost to the glia, almost to the scalp layers, and cut horizontally underneath the skin. So you loosen it up from the underlying attachments. Yeah. And then you can pull it closer together, too. But that also leaves a lot of bruising, because now you're making not just the incision from top to bottom, you're making sideways incisions down deep all the way around.
That's why she's getting the bruising and swelling on her face.
She's got all the swelling and the bleeding and stuff, and then gravity pulls that blood down.
Yeah,
and so if it's on the front part of her scalp, it's dissecting down through the face. Yeah,
the eyes, the nose, the cheeks.
Yes, yes. The swelling, about all you can do with that is ice packs. The bruising, on the other hand, I do have a trick for that.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
There is, and yes, skin bleach. There is indeed some stuff we use at Longevity that if people have dark spots that the lasers don't totally get rid of, or we want to soften them before, we just have them put the skin bleach on every other day, and it works pretty darn well. In fact, we usually say every other day because we don't want irritation, but if you're not getting irritation, I'd even put it on every day for a few days. It penetrates the skin, and what you're seeing, that purple, is the blood and the hemosiderin has come up into the skin all the way to the surface so you can see the purple. And right. The skin bleaches will actually penetrate deep enough that in just a matter of a couple of days, that bruise looks dramatically lighter. And in three or 4 days, 5 days, you can get the bruise totally disappeared. There's still blood down deep, but it hasn't... The
skin looks better.
The skin looks much better on the surface. Yeah. So ice packs and some of the cosmetic skin bleaches that we use at Bella Medica can help make that better.
Now, can I get that? I was a member for 2 years, but I'm not right now.
You
can I buy that over the counter from you?
Yeah.
Well, it's not over the counter. It is a prescription.
Yeah.
But
you can come in for a consult.
Yeah, but usually one of our doctors will just write a prescription for it for you, and on you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We do have an over-the-counter arnica cream as well. It's a bruise relief cream. Not as effective as the prescription.
Yeah, the arnica is not as good, though. This sounds to me like you need the heavy-duty stuff prescription, not the
over-the-counter. I do. I look horrid.
So, yes.
No,
but, you know, the
like
real solution is, of course, you should be a patient at Longevity again.
For sure. Okay, the other question I have is, I got that RVS deal in
RSV.
The beginning of September, and I did get over it till just before Christmas, 4 months.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't get a flu shot and the RVS shot. Is it too late? Should I just skip it all at this
point?
We're
still in flu season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and was there a shot for RSV, Dr.
Yes, there
Mixon?
Is.
Yeah, there
okay.
is.
There is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is
and
it
the very young and the very old, we recommend.
RSV.
Respiratory syncytial virus.
Oh, okay. Because somebody said RVS. Okay.
No.
Okay,
RSV.
Good.
It's respiratory syncytial virus, RSV.
Okay.
Think of RSVP. So, that's how I remember, without the P.
Okay. So, yeah, there's a good way to do it. Okay. So I should get the flu shot still at 80?
At 80, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, the flu, like COVID, is a RNA virus. And so once more, the shots only give you about 5 months of protection, just like the COVID shots only gave us about 5 or 6 months of protection.
Right.
You know, and that was one of those things where I just kept swearing at the politicians who would say, and if you get this shot, you're safe forever.
Forever and ever.
No, it's an RNA virus. We don't have shots that last forever for RNA viruses. But
that'll get her out of flu season, right?
It'll get her through flu season.
Well, I'll go ahead and get that flu shot then. But I don't. Do I need the RSV shot too?
I'd probably wait. You've already had it. And so having the virus gives you better than a year of protection.
Okay.
So catching it gives you better protection than the vaccine. But by next year, you'll be susceptible again. So next year, you might want to get them both.
Uh-huh. Definitely. Okay. So I just need to ice and get that skin bleach.
Yep.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, my dear.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine, and here is that number to call if you've got questions for the doctors. We are live in the studio today at 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We're waiting for that next call. You can call and get through with your questions and be on your way. How about that? Don't wait till the very last of our show to get through. We want you to get in and get your question answered.
That's right.
By the doctor. doctors. Okay.
I keep wondering, we're getting kind of sparse on phone calls today.
Yes.
It's kind of, is it the cold? Do people think the phone lines don't work in the cold?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah.
We're a government utility. You never know when they're going to shut down.
That's true. Yeah, we don't want that to happen. I'm assuming people would be more inside today. Our last show was quite busy.
You know, almost nobody has radios in the home anymore.
It's all
in the cars.
Yeah.
The radios are in the car, and people are listening either on their phones or a computer. So, and all over the place, we find
out. Very few people have radios now.
That's right. 206-421-5757 is that number to call. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment. Medicine, loving that song, Staying Alive. That's perfect for our show.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Not just staying alive.
Staying alive, but
I want you living
your best life ever. Right.
Gumption, enthusiasm.
Oh, boy. Staying alive. It's 11 minutes away from 11 o'clock. Leading Edge Medicine live in the studio today. Dr. Samira Umat here with us, fresh back from a Huskies non-win, but a very exciting trip last weekend.
That's right.
Yes, and you had your purple face paint on.
I did. I had. I did it. I did try to paint the town purple, but you know, it just wasn't enough.
Not this time.
But it was fun. It was fun.
I bet.
Thank you to the Huskies for getting us there.
Wow.
My gosh.
Yes.
Imagine getting to the championship.
Woof.
Yeah.
Very good.
So very
and
nice.
And Dr. Jerry Mixon here as well, and taking your phone calls at 206-421-5757. Headed to Shoreline. We have Blondie on the line. Hi there, Blondie.
Yes, hi. I am kind of, through my life, been a little bit personal about being B12 problems. And my mom had to have shots when she got older. And no, but the doctors had told me, no, you are fine. Your B12 is fine. Well, now I had a test and the B12 was fine, but my ferritin was 7. I'm kind of puzzled about how is that a common thing that you be told they say it's fine and then you still have iron deficiency?
Yes. Older people, and judging from your voice, you are a woman of some mature years.
I'm getting closer to 90.
Okay. So, people in their 80s frequently don't make enough stomach acid to absorb iron. So all of the positive ions, iron, calcium, potassium, magnesium, and the B vitamins, require acid to be absorbed well. We can compensate with the B vitamins by just taking a big load of a supplement. But the iron is one of those things that we just don't do well with without the enough acid. The other thing, though, that we always worry about an iron deficiency in a woman of your age is a tumor or a bleed in your gut, somewhere in your bowel. Have you had a colonoscopy in the last 5 years?
I am not sure. It could be 5 years or more since my last one.
Okay. Because, you know, that one is our biggest worry. You know, doctors are basically charged with looking at two things when a patient comes in with a symptom. What is the most common thing?
My hearing is a little bit bad. I have a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Okay.
So
I'll tell you what. Turn up. You can go ahead and hang up and turn up the radio, so you can make that as loud as you want.
Okay. Thank you. We'll do that. Thank you.
And then you don't have to struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. And we'll keep talking about this topic.
Yes, we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
when a doctor gets a symptom like this, we have to think of two things. What is the most likely cause? What happens to a lot of people that we see frequently? And conversely, what is the rare but awful thing that we don't want to have to see?
Mm.
Okay. Because the worst thing it could be doesn't happen as often, but it's one of those things you don't dare miss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the most common thing is just plain iron deficiency anemia. She just probably does not have enough iron to enough acid to absorb her iron very easily. And, you know, it just may take an iron supplement for a while to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
The scary thing that it could be at her age is bleeding into her bowel, and the most worrisome reason to bleed into the bowel would be a cancer, colon cancer. So first thing I would do would be have her get to her doctor and have him do an occult blood test. All they do is do a rectal exam. They get a little bit of poop on their finger, and they put it on a slide, add a reagent, and if there's blood in there, even if you can't see it, it'll turn bright blue.
Mm.
So occult means hidden. So if there's hidden blood in her gut, or heaven forbid, if her stools have turned black, that's often a sign of blood in the stool too.
Yeah.
So, but I'd say go see your doctor, let them do a test for occult blood. And if that's negative, then you might consider just going ahead and getting an iron supplement, but watch it. Any changes in the stool, or if it's been more than 5 years, you might want to go back and get another colonoscopy just for safety's sake.
Yeah. Okay. That's good information for Blondie, and thank you so much, Blondie, for your call. Headed to another call here, this time headed from Shoreline down to Puyallup, we have Janie on the line. Good morning, Janie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
How can we help?
Okay, I just got my mom. She's 90 years old in a memory care facility. Mm-hmm. I just got her blood work back. And one thing I don't understand is that it says platelet satellitism is present.
Interesting.
Platelet satellitism is present.
What was your platelet count?
The count is, it just says abnormal. It doesn't give me a count because it cannot be figured out because of the satellitism. And I read on the computer online saying that that means the platelets are clumping. So I guess because it's clumping, they can't get the count.
Correct.
But I'm wondering, does that mean if it's clumping, is she getting closer to, she's had a number of TIAs, some more significant. Is that leading to a more significant stroke?
The problem is that this is usually a laboratory aberrancy. There's no real connection with this with a specific disease state. Usually what's happening is when they're preparing the slides, there's an ETA mix with the blood. And the EDTA can trigger the platelets to kind of clump and form a rosette. They kind of form a circle of clotted. And that's why they're not able to get a good count. Yeah. And the biggest problem with this, if the rest of the white cells are normal, then you relax. Just go back and get another platelet count.
Okay, because they are showing her hemoglobin is 10.5. Her RBC, red blood count, is 3.2. Hematocrit isn't much low, but it is 30.
It's below, yeah.
Yeah.
So she's got an anemia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah. The question, of course, is why is she anemic?
Right.
What does she have? Chronic diseases of some sort? Does she have kidney disease or congestive heart issues or something along those lines?
She's had stage 3 kidney disease with a GFR of Well, it was actually up to 50 recently, but it's been running for the most part around 38 for years.
Okay. So she's got the anemia of chronic disease, most likely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So the odds are this is just a laboratory phenomena and has nothing to do with her state of health. But